Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. Again, we say that over and over and over again. New beginnings is not just for the young. It's for all ages. And God created all of us so that we can have a second chance, that we can have a new beginning. It doesn't make a difference where we've come from or what we have been through. God does allow second chances. Amen?
Amen.
We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday. Every Wednesday from starting at 7 o'clock, and we have a variety of different speakers that that come on who are part of this blog radio. And we do thank each and every one of them when they come on and just to share a word of knowledge with each and every one of us. I know I've been blessed, and I pray that you have been blessed also. We're just a body of Christ that just come together. We've just decided to come together and have a Bible study through a blog. Amen? And it has been truly a blessing. It's been truly a blessing. We are interactive. We invite anyone who would like to participate. When you call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can hit the number one, and you can be a part of this blog radio Bible study. Amen? You can become a part of it. But let me just say this. Rather than hitting one, what we've been doing lately, we've just opened all of the mics. We just open all the mics so that when you get ready to share something that touches you or something that you want to share with the body of Christ, all you have to do is just talk. All you do is talk. And we listen. Amen? But I would like to remind you that while you are listening, that if you would put your phones on mic, on the mute, because we can hear everything in the background. Sometimes we get different distractions. We have different distractions that everyone can hear, and we'll get calls saying, what is that noise in the background? And sometimes you don't even know that the noise is transmitting through your phone. But that's just how sensitive these mics are. So we'd like to remind you that if you are on, please mute your phones. And then when you get ready to share, then just unmute it, amen, and so that we can move together, amen, without any distractions. So we're going to have prayer, then we're going to go through the scripture, and we're going to open it up so that we can just share and feed on the word of God, amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. Father, we know, Lord, that you are just a gracious, you are a magnificent God, and we thank you for each and everything that you've done for us. We thank you because you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the very end. And, Lord, Father, who could we go to besides you when there's a time of trouble? Who could we go to in this world, Heavenly Father? We thank you for having the heart of knowing, Lord, that we are in this world but not of this world. Amen? Lord, Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sick and afflicted. We pray that those who are having some difficulties, we just pray blessings upon them. Lord, we come against any type of distress in finances. Lord, Father, we come against those households, Heavenly Father, that are in going through turbulence. Lord, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Lord, all of those, Heavenly Father, Lord, who are just going through some type of illness. Lord, Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. You said that where there's two or three that come together in your name, that you would be in the midst. And, Father, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would just use us as vessels, Heavenly Father, that we would speak life, not death, but we would speak life into existence. We call those things that are as though they're not, Father. Lord, you've given us the authority to be able to speak into those things, Heavenly Father, through the Holy Spirit. And, Father, we thank you for the vessel that you've used us to be. And we pray, Lord, that we might walk by faith and not by sight. Because everything that we go through, Heavenly Father, Lord, is not of you. And, Lord, Father, we just stand on the solid rock. We stand on the cross. We stand on your word, Heavenly Father. We move, Father, by the Spirit, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, Father, when we fall down, pick us back up and let us continue to run in this race. The race does not go to the swift, but it go to those who endure to the very end. And, Lord, Father, we want to make it into the very end, Lord. We pray that we would be a blessing to one another, to brothers and sisters, Heavenly Father, that we would speak encouragement. Lord, Father, that we would speak life, that we would lift each other up and not tear each other down. Lord, Father, let us be mindful of who we are in Christ. And, Lord, we'll be sure to give you all the praise. We thank you in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, Lord, we are just so excited each and every time that we come together just to share a word of God. For those of you that are listening by internet, once again, if you want to participate, just dial in 347-237-4054, and you can be a part of this interactive Bible study. Or you can even type on the chat line, and we'll respond and share whatever it is that you've typed in. Amen? Lord, I'm just excited about Amen. This time. I'm looking at all of these numbers that's on and all these brothers and sisters, these men and women of God that come on with a word, Lord, and I'm just excited about what's going to happen. We are going to move into the word of God, and the title of the word this evening, it says, "But who do you say I am?" That's a question. But who do you say I am? We're going to be coming with a couple of different scriptures, and we're going to start off with Mark 8:29. And it reads as such. And he asked them, "But yea, who do you say that I am?" And Peter answering, saying to him, "Thou art the Christ." And he charged them steadily in order that they should tell no man about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected to the elders of the chief priest and of the scribes, and be killed after 3 days and rise again. Amen. I am so, so glad to know that Jesus Christ, that he died for each and every one of us. His life was given for our sins. He stepped in for our sins, and I'm just so glad about that. And if we look at the scripture, and it says, he's really letting them know about his death that's going to come. He's letting them know about his death that's going to come. But, you know, I'm going to twist this, and basically, we have different ideas of who Christ is. And that's why the title was selected, but who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? That becomes a question in your life. Where you stand in terms of what Jesus Christ is, who do you say that I am? Am I the one who rose in 3 days? Am I the one who was the suffering for man? Am I the one who was who came on earth and walked the earth . There were miracles that happened as he walked the earth. And through those miracles, they saw, some still doubted, not believing that he was the Son of God. So I kind of throw that out there, but who do you say that I am? And Peter confesses, when he confesses, he says, first he asks who the people say that he was. And he told them, some think you're John the Baptist. Others say that you are Elijah. And others call you a prophet. But then he questioned Peter. He said, Peter, that's what they say. Who do you think that I am? And Peter answered and said to him, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. And Jesus charged him to tell no one about him. I thought about that title because Jesus Christ is looked at in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
That if you do not study the Word of God, anyone can come and tell you anything. There are different titles out there right now. For those that may not know or who just heard about Jesus Christ, some say that he was Muhammad. But who do you say that I am? Do you believe that I am the Son of God? Do you believe the miracles that you read about? And if you believe the miracles that you read about, do you believe that I still have the power to change lives and create miracles today? Or when there's a situation in your life, knowing who you say that I am, do you believe that those miracles still exist today? For someone who has cancer, do you believe that Jesus Christ is still in the miracle business? For you whose faith has been failing for so many years, do you still believe, or have you begun to doubt? It's like when the disciples, they saw miracles time and time again. But every time there was a miracle that needed to be handled by Jesus, they doubted him then. Now here we are, we're talking about disciples that walked with him, that he taught. And there were times that they did not believe.
Amen.
I'm going to open up the mics and ask if you would like to join in. We have so many numbers that are on here, and I really like this for to be an interactive Bible study, because you know what? We are the body of Christ, and we just come together just to share. And you may have something to say to someone out there that may be listening, to bless their lives, something that you may have gone through and have been challenged by, and you may have doubted. And just the time that you doubted, God came through.
Amen.
And performed a miracle in your life. And I even go as far to say is that sometimes we become so comfortable, too comfortable, should I say.
All right.
That we begin to start to feel like it's something that's supposed to happen, and when it doesn't happen, we become challenged.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. We become challenged in our minds. You know how that old self happens, you know, that old self tries to rise up.
That's good.
No, it's not going to happen for me. It's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen.
That's good. You're hitting it, brother. That's good. Mm-hmm.
And it always happens. It gets right back to the point was, who do you say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is filled with so many scriptures that it begins to start to ask us questions. It challenges our faith. It challenges our walk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's get real here. We know that we're not perfect.
That's right.
We know that we fall short.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's get real here.
Yep.
There's been times that there's been doubts in your life, and you walk mm-hmm. with Christ majority of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And God is still asking, who do you say that I am? I know that you go to church every day. I know you may serve on one of the boards. I know you may sing in the choir. You may usher. But who do you really say that I am? Do we go through the motions, or do we truly believe, do we know that we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt who he is? The mic's open. Amen. Not everybody at one time. Oh. 631-843-216-252. The mics are open. 501.
I have a question.
501. Is it you? It's open. The mic is open.
Yeah, let it go ahead if you hit me. She had a question.
Someone say something before you?
Amen.
Amen. You know what? We're very respectful. We're respectful on here. You know, it doesn't make a difference.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll go after him. He can go.
I literally lost my thoughts. I mean, let me get it back. Oh, wow.
I have
Amen.
A question.
Go ahead, my sister.
Yes, I believe before you can say, you know, who I am in Christ, I believe it's a confession, it's a relationship with God. You must confess it and know really who he is before you can say, you know, who I am. Well, you could say Christ is my Savior. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a relationship, a confession
mm-hmm.
out of your mouth, out of your spirit, your heart, to really say who Christ is in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you're saying that you must confess with your mouth of who he is before any of that can happen.
You got to really, you know, open your spirit unto him, you know, and ask God to forgive you. And then once he comes into your life, you can really say, Christ is my healer. Christ is my deliverer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, before I got saved, mm-hmm. I wasn't saved, and I was going through a lot of stuff. And I knew that there was a God, because we brought up like children in the church and Bible study, and you had to go. You didn't have a choice. So
mm-hmm.
I knew that the things that I was going through, I knew that God exists,
right.
So I can pray, because that's what my parents taught me to do. but I didn't know who he was. So I went to church and I cried because I was hurting on the inside, and people couldn't see my pain and my hurt. So I went to the altar, and I had doubt if God was really real, because I wanted to know, how could he make the world, and how could he do this? And at the same time, I was going through, and one night I went to bed, and I said, God, if you're real, I want to know if you're real, because I had problems with the doubt. And God came to me in an image. So I remember rubbing my eyes to see if somebody was really there. And that, when I know that God was real, I mean, God is real, then I begin to go through things like sickness and all of that stuff. And then as God began to heal me, God began to heal me, then I said, well, see, I could tell people I know God as a healer. He's my healer.
Amen.
Because if I didn't go through the sickness, I can't tell you God was the healer. But I moved in South Carolina, and then all of a sudden sickness started hitting. I had 3 surgeries, and sickness started hitting me. But as the sickness hit me, God delivered me. He healed me. So I know him as a healer. So I can tell people, I know God can heal you. No matter what you go through, I know for myself. Nobody don't have to tell me, because I've been there. And I know God as a healer, no matter what it is. And about a week ago, I had surgery again. It seemed like, I don't know, for some reason, sickness always want to hit my body. Because when I started doing my mission work, started visiting the people, then sickness hit again. The doctor said that I went to the emergency room, and then he said I had a cyst, and they had to cut me open, and I got a drain and all that stuff. So it like pulled me back down. But then I know God as a healer. So my husband said to me, he said, when you were going through surgery, he said, the doctor came and they was taking, he said, it sounded like you were talking in Spanish or something. But I know that was the utterance of the Holy Spirit. You know, I knew I was praying in tongues. I don't remember it, but he said I was speaking in Spanish or some kind of language. He didn't know what I was saying. But I was praising God in spite of me going through the sickness. You know,
hallelujah.
Because it's all right to praise God when we well. You know, you're going to work every day, doing what you want to do. But my pastor always said, can you praise God when you're going through? You
Amen.
Know, so that let me know. I know God for myself. I know him as a healer. And I know him as a deliverer, because one day he has to deliver me from things that I needed to be delivered from. And
yes.
I still
Amen.
Need some things in my life that I know that I need to be delivered from, because I need to change, you know? I need to have patience with people. You know, Father said, if I confess it, he's faithful and just to forgive me, but I need patience, because I don't have patience with people with foolishness and all of that, because I know God for myself.
Yes.
You know, I can stand to you and I said, brother, I know God will heal you, because he healed me.
Amen.
You know, I know him as a deliverer, because I know he delivered me from things.
Amen.
Things that was hurting me. And I told y'all, I was molested as a child. And I carry that burden. And I carry that pain. But I faced it, so I know God can deliver me.
Amen.
Because he did. So I can tell you tonight,
right.
God is my healer. He's my deliverer. He's my father. He's my way maker. Because sometimes I didn't have, but God provided for me. So he's my provider.
All
you
right.
know,
yes.
you have
Amen.
To experience these things for yourself in order to minister to people. And I can minister
right.
to them, because I know God can do it. God can make a way for you. When people turn their back on you, God can make a way and put a stranger in your life to bless you.
Amen.
I know
Amen.
He can do it. So I'm letting you
Amen.
Know today that he's my deliverer. He's my healer. He's my way maker.
Amen.
He's my provider. Because I know that he can do these things.
Amen.
And that's why when I pray, I can say, our Father, because he's my Father, and I go to the throne to worship him and to glorify him, because he is who he said he is. He said, I am the great I am. I am the resurrection. I am the bright in the morning star. He's everything. Whatever you need God to be, he can be.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, whatever you need. I need a friend sometimes, because it gets lonely being in the house, because I couldn't go nowhere to sleep. And I just talk to the Lord.
That's right.
You know, when I'm cooking, I just say, Lord, you know, this pain, but it got to go, you know?
So
whatever you want him to be, he is. I mean, this is what you need. Some people need deliver off of drugs. He can deliver you from drugs. Some people need to be delivered from sexual fornication. All that stuff. God can do all that stuff because he is who he said he is.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes,
amen.
He can. Yes, he can.
So I'll let somebody else have the flow now.
It's a powerful testimony.
It's all good.
It's a powerful testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's all good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else?
With the brother. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I'm just flowing right now from what she was. Oh my God. Over into the G. Wow. Lord, bless you, sister. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, let me first of all give thanks to God for what just happened to me about 20 minutes ago. Okay, I'm in Arkansas, Little Rock, and we're having a major winter remix storm right now. I'm getting back to my terminal, and I'm doing about 35 miles an hour. But at my next to my last stop, I was trying to go uphill slightly, and my truck just started spinning.
Wow.
And it shifted to the left side. I got my steering wheel turned to the left and my back end to the left. Now, at the same time I'm hitting the gas to send the snow going to the air, I'm still moving. I'm going uphill and I'm moving. You know, in a racing wheel, if you recall, in your car shifts to a certain side and you're going forward, it's called existing. So, God was ditching me to my next destination. And it kept me out of either side of the
gate. Amen.
To get home, to get back to the terminal, and to get home to my wife. God is a keeper.
Yes, he is.
I didn't mean to say all that, but it just hit me.
Amen.
Yes.
Ditching me. God, I believe God was pushing this truck. And he said, you go, boy. But I also want to add this too. When a sister somehow he's a deliverer, it's not just a physical pain, but you can have spiritual pain as well. I'm going to hurt somebody. My pain I have kept for so many years. I'm trying to make this short because I can't get along with it. I took my wife just last night. We were talking about something, I forgot what we were talking about, and she brought the subject up about my stepfather. For so many years, I was angry with him. I wanted to hurt this man so bad. But last night, I'm doing homework, and I happen to say, you know what, I can talk to that man. And I meant it, because he has hurt so many people in his life. He has, except me, four kids. I'm his stepson. And all four have told me today to my ears, you don't like our daddy. Now, I'm not a parent myself, but can you imagine any parent hearing that from their child?
Right.
I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love you anymore. You done this to me and done that to me. I can't stand no good.
Wow.
And because I am the stepson, my mom and him divorced when I was 14. I'll be 44. God would have been this coming May. For so many years, I hated this man. If I said, if I see him again, it's on his pocket. So my wife is a true checker. She can check me left and right, up and down. And we're not ashamed to say it. She said, is he worth it? I said, no, not really. But what she was telling me was, if you let God deal with him. I said, okay, you know what? You're right. I'm done. I'm washing my hands. And I ask God, forgive me for what I've been thinking, for what I've been saying, for what I've been stood for him. If you can forgive me, as I forgave him, it's all God.
Amen.
I say it's all good. Amen. I say it's all God.
It's all God.
If God can deliver us from a whole lot of mess, physical, spiritual, emotional, even church hurt. I'm there alone right now because I'm still living on the flip side of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there too. You got to say, we've got to forgive.
Amen.
I don't know why I said three times. Maybe because of the Son the Son, I mean, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to forgive a whole lot of folks at my last church, even the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor was sad. And when I did that, the weight just fell off.
Yes, amen.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, that's all I got.
Okay.
Can you hush up now before I take all your time up?
No, that's good.
No. Time is not in our hands. It's in God's hands, my brother.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, too. Anyone else? Mike's open.
I just want to say that.
Open.
Who was that? Go ahead.
You go ahead. I wait.
Okay. No, you go ahead. I'm always on. You go.
Okay. Like the lady has said, I was living in Washington, D.C., and I was doing everything, selling drugs, doing drugs,
mm-hmm.
fornicating, drinking, doing everything you could think. And God told me to come down to South Carolina. And so I came down here. I love this. I said, I'm going to move here. And I came down here in 2010. My colon ruptured, and I went to the emergency room in Charleston, and I died on the table.
My God.
So God brought me back to life. He saved my life. And I thought of all the sinning I've done, he still
mm-hmm.
saved me. So I knew
Hallelujah.
I was. So then I became a believer. I trust God. I can't
mm-hmm.
do nothing without Him. I am nothing without Him. And,
Amen.
And like you said, He's a healer. He's a
yes,
deliverer. He's a savior. I mean, He's just done
wow.
everything for me. And,
thank you, Lord.
And I knew about church, but I didn't care about church. Church was the last
yeah.
thing on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Only time I went to a church was a funeral or a wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, but once He saved my life And I was wondering, of all the sins that I did, why did He save me?
Yes, for a purpose and a reason.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
He wasn't done with
Amen.
Me. It was something He wanted me to do.
Wow.
You know, and so I found the Lord and got saved, and now that's all I am. My whole thing is just involved in God because there's nobody. He's my friend, and there's nothing like Him. There's nobody
yes.
like
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He saved you because He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he
exactly. I didn't know that at the time.
See,
that's right. I
you
was in hell. He delivered
he
me.
He died on that table. But He loved you so much that He
yes.
brought you back and He turned your life around. He saved you because that's the love of God for His children.
Mm-hmm.
And if
that's
He
right,
did
man.
It for you,
exactly.
He'll do it for anybody else. Because if
Amen.
You had died on that table, because you got saved afterwards, so if you had died
mm-hmm.
on that table, on that table, you would have spent eternity in hell because you
didn't
know
right.
Him.
Now,
but
no,
He
I sure
saved
didn't.
You because He loves you. That's how much
Amen.
Love God got for His children.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's how
Amen.
Much love. That's how much He loved you, and He loved anybody else, any one of us. He'll do the same for any one of us.
Amen. Tell it.
You haven't completed your purpose. You haven't completed your purpose in the kingdom. So you're here to fulfill your divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is going to
Amen.
Use you.
Amen.
Thank you,
Praise
Jesus.
And I just want to interject on that brother, because I'm glad that you went before me, because God gave me a scripture. And you know what? Even those that aren't saved, God still has mercy, yes, because we're
yes.
all saved,
yes.
saved by
yes,
grace.
Sure
but you know what? Even in our mess, God will come get us right where
yes.
we are.
Yes.
And the scripture
yes.
is in John 1 and 12, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Excuse me. And it says, but as many as received Him, that's those that have been saved,
mm-hmm.
to them He gave excuse me, to them He gave the right to become children of God. Then this is the part right here. Even those who believe on His name. Even
mm-hmm.
those who believe on His name. Now
mm-hmm.
some people out there aren't saved, but do you know that if a person is in a death situation and they call on the name,
on the
of,
name
Jesus,
of Jesus,
yeah. He will come in right there. Right there. And He'll
yeah.
be everything that they need Him to be.
And that's crazy. I didn't call on Him. He called on me.
yeah. But the situation was it made it open for you to receive him. For you to receive.
And I've never looked back since. I've been saved. I've never looked back. I mean, I was.
Right.
That's the best thing ever happened to me.
So God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. The day, in that day that you call upon his name, and even though you couldn't verbally call him, your spirit, he already knows who's going to be saved. He knew that when you gave God up off that table, you were going to be saved. You were going to give your life.
Yeah, I could understand why me. I mean, all the things I've done in my life, I mean, wow.
Well, that's a testimony in itself right there.
That's right. Why not you?
Yeah.
But as many as received him, that's all of us. But even those that haven't received him yet, but when they call upon, some people say, I was looking down at a barrel of a gun, and I called Jesus, and that gun didn't go off. And I heard a woman on Daystar today, she used to be out there prostituting and everything, and the bottom line was she went with one trick, she called him. She went with one man, and he said, you're the one that ripped me off. You ripped me and my cousin off. And he took her to the woods where they were going to do their thing. And she said he was beating her. He even had a boulder getting ready to crush her head. And she said, Jesus. She wasn't even saved yet. She said, Jesus. And that man got up off her, took her back to where they met, and her life was saved. I'm talking about he didn't kill her.
Wow.
So in that time, even if you call Jesus, if you all understand what I'm saying, when you call Jesus' name,
call on the name of Jesus,
he'll step right on
it. Amen.
Okay. I'm done.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, these are all powerful testimonies. Mm-hmm. Testimonies. You know, and the topic is, who do you say that I am? So if you have gone through some type of situation, then you know who he is. So
right.
My question is, do we have to go through something in order to acknowledge who he really is?
Mm-mm.
Do we have to be on our back looking up? Or can we just acknowledge who Christ is while everything is roses, everything is great? And that's where he wants us. Now, there's a purpose in each and every one of our lives. God has a plan for my life. He has a plan for yours. And our plan is, his plan is that whatever we do, he wants the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
God wants the glory.
Yes.
And when we give the glory to him, let me tell you something. Then we are aligned with God. We're in alignment with God. We're not out of line, but we're in line with God. You know how that old self is, and sometimes we begin to start to think we're greater than another person, or we're better than another person. That mind begins to start to play tricks on us. And God has to set us down, or God has to put us in a certain place so that we would get back on track.
So true. Mm-hmm.
Being humble is one of people, the world looks at it as a weakness, but God has designed it as a strength.
Amen.
Being humble. There are so many people out there in the wilderness who's crying for you, who's crying for me, and our purpose is to answer their cry, to help them in their time of need, to tell them about our testimony, that it has not always been roses in our lives. We've fallen short and still falling short and still trying to get it correct. And that's what God wants us. God wants us so that we become closer with him. And the closer that we get to God, the greater things that God allows us to do. The more he sends our way so that we can become a testimony to him.
Amen.
All these testimonies I've heard, they're powerful. And you know what? There are people who are listening by internet. Who's listening? And someone is blessed by something you said, my brother, my sister. Somebody is blessed. Somebody may be heading down that road, and they may be on a cliff. And something you said prevented them from stepping off.
Amen.
That's how powerful testimonies become. That's what this is all about. Letting others know, you know what, you're not in this alone. You're not in this alone. I haven't always been the way that I am. And God is always asking every day, even though that I blessed you like his disciples, now who do you say that I am? Do you still believe that I can heal? Do you still believe that I can change lives? Do you still believe? Or is there some doubt somewhere?
No, that's powerful. Yeah, it's great. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
No
Amen.
Doubt.
God wants to use each and every one of us. There's a purpose. Let me tell you something. We're living in a dying world.
Yeah.
We are living in a dark world.
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there that really don't even know what to do with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing the greatest thing that can ever happen to them, and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
You got that right. Find the Lord. That's right.
And that's what this is all about. We're here to encourage each other. My sister, my brother, you've encouraged me by what you've shared. And you know what? Hey, I go to church on a regular basis, but I'm still the church. But imagine someone who's listening that does not go to church. Someone who's listening who has no faith or a lack of faith. That's our purpose. That's our purpose. That's what we're here for. To make sure that we align with God.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's going to be times where, listen, let me tell you something, and I'm just speaking out there. Sometimes there's going to be times that we're going to get in situations where we're not liked because of our testimony or because our relationship with Christ. We're not going to be liked. We're going to be an outcast. We're going to be the ones who
don't fit in.
We're going to be the ones who don't fit in.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. People don't like you because the way you look or the way you sound.
And they still see your past, you know.
Amen.
They remember what you did in the past. You don't want to,
Absolutely. God wants us to stand on a solid foundation. It's easy to talk the talk. But it's a different story when we used to walk the walk. Now, if you've been in a situation, that's a different story. You know why? Because you're always looking at what happened. But if you've never, ever been through anything that challenging, just to think in the background, we can hear. Someone in the background, could you reach your mic?
You know what they say, the people who are on the outside, you think you're better than me? You think you're better than us? No, I'm just different. Is that what Tasha Cobb said? I'm different?
Yeah.
Because what she was thinking about, I was like almost Billy. I mean, you put them crazy to me, and we're going to fight. It was just that, you know, to the praying grandmother that got me at a whole lot of stuff. Gang, running the street, fighting, shooting at folks, you know, getting shot at. It was just real. You know, it was crazy. I mean, I was stupid. I was, what they call it, swimming yourself. Went behind the ears kind of person. Didn't know jack. I knew everything. But God is a sparer. like he spared the guy from that table. He spared me from a life of crime, a life of jail, or a life in a living hell.
Yeah, living in the world, not of the world. You're right.
Amen.
But God gives everybody a second chance. That's one for sure.
Yes, he does.
He give you another chance.
Not really a second chance, brother. I'm not trying to disrespect you anyway. I thank God for you, but I give it another chance.
Another chance.
Amen. Amen. You know, and God gives us a second chance, and the question is, what do we do with it?
Exactly. I know what I did with mine.
Amen.
You know? Sometimes people get second chances.
I was in the world. And still don't do it.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I said, that's powerful testimonies. And that's what this Bible blog is, interactive Bible blog is all about. It's all about. I mean, you know, it's not just in where I am, but those that we're talking about different states. Nowhere close. And you know what? We're going through the same thing. This just serves as a reminder. It doesn't make a difference where you live.
Amen.
What community you come from. You know what? We're all the same. We're all the same.
We're all God's children. Yeah.
Amen. 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 And God wants to remind us on a regular basis. We have, listen, let me tell you something. Again, I want to say this. This is a spiritual warfare.
That's
so
right.
We have to be mindful that we have to be prayed up at all times.
That's right.
We have to stay in the Word to remind us of who we are. That's what that renewed mind is.
That's right.
That's what the renewed mind is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I played basketball coming up. When I used to play basketball, when I was coming up in school, all I thought about was basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Every chance I get, I wanted to be on the basketball court. That's where I wanted to be. You know why? Because that's where my mind was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just where God is. God wants our mind on Him all the time, not just some of the time, but all the time. That's what it says. Our mind is stayed on Thee all the time. Let me tell you something. You know, for me in my life, God blesses me every day. I leave out my house and I come back with no harm. And you know what? That's just something I can't. That's not just.
Just to wake up.
Amen. Even just waking up.
Yep.
God gave little old me another chance to wake up for another day.
That's a blessing right there.
I can tell you some brothers that I grew up with is no longer with me. No longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he chose to keep me here.
Amen.
Amen.
When I was going to the hospital to have my surgery, I had to go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor's office. It was like when you got cysts, they send you to the surgeon, and you know you have a lot of cancer patients come in. And I sit there and I'm observing people coming in and out, and I like, you know, I'm in pain, and I've been in pain. But I looked to my front of me, this lady was sitting there, and I began to pray for her because she looked like she was in more pain. And her situation was more worse than mine, you know, because when she went to the desk, they asked her what happened, and I think she had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went in the back and I came back out, I had to minister to her, even though I was in pain, because I know I could tell by the expression on her face that she was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in them doctor's office and you go for surgery, it's always somebody else worse off than you. And even though I was going through, I had to pray for people. And even today when I get up and have my devotionals, I still can remember the faces and I still pray for them for this day. Because when you're going through circumstances,
don't think you, I mean, your situation is bad, but your somebody else is always worse than yours.
Man, that's
and
true.
That's what the pastor asked. Can you praise God while you're going through? Mm-hmm. Yes, I could pray for somebody else because while I'm interceding for you, somebody is going to intercede for me.
Hallelujah.
And that's what love is all about. We interceding for each other, you know? Because there's always somebody worse than you. You got up out your bed this morning, but somebody couldn't get up this morning. Somebody got to wait for somebody to change them.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You know, we got up and we could walk to our car. My friend, 40-some years old, and he can't even walk to his car no more because he had his leg amputated.
My God.
You know? And we get playing about headaches and the eye hurt or the toe hurt or the finger hurt. Those are minor things that we still can say we can raise our hand because somebody couldn't even raise their hand this morning.
That's right.
Somebody couldn't even talk because they got throat cancer. Somebody can't see because of diabetes. But yet we can get on the radio, we can talk, and we can share our testimony with people, but it's always somebody out there worse off than us. Somebody feeling sorry for themselves right now, and it's somebody worse off than them.
Yes.
I have an aunt that's bedridden, and you go to her, she'll tell you, oh, I'm all right. God is good. Hallelujah. She always giving God the praise. And when I looked at her situation, somebody was worse than her when I got to the hospital. So even though I went through my little sickness, it was somebody worse than me that I still can give God the praise for blessing me to be here to minister to my sister or my brother.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So when we go through them little sickness and just stay in the bed and want to whine and complain, always remember somebody worse off than you.
That's right. That's right.
And who is God? He's a healer. So he can heal you to be a blessing to somebody else, to encourage somebody else.
Amen.
He can deliver you from drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, the things that we don't even need that destroy our body.
Amen.
Yes.
That's who he is. He is God. He is the Word. If you get into the Word, that's who he is. Whatever you
do,
the Lord is my shepherd. That's who he is. I'm the great I am. That's who he is. In the beginning,
Hallelujah.
That's who he is. Whatever you read in that word, that's who God is.
Yes.
Plain and simple. That's who he is. If you pick up the Bible and the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, that's who he is. You don't want your heart to be troubled. That's who he is. He can deliver you. He can heal you. He can set you free.
Comfort.
Because that's who he is. He is the Word. When you get in your Word, that's who he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Word
is
God.
Hallelujah. God is so good. I'm telling you, God is awesome. He really is.
I want to
say He's an awesome God. He's the merciful God.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say that I'm looking at the time. We just had such a good time. We're looking at 60 seconds remaining, before... we're going to be closing out. But you know what? I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and just to being able to share, with this Bible blog. Again, we're New Beginnings, and we're just here, just to tell everybody, you know what? There's New Beginnings in each and every one of your lives. No matter where you are, God has a new beginning. And you've heard the testimony. You've heard all the testimonies. And let me tell you something. God will the same that he did for them, he will do for you.
Yeah.
God is just that
Amen.
Type of God. We're going to close out right now again because we have like about 60 seconds. Again, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that we love you. God loves you
Amen.
Most.
Amen.
Amen.
can begin again.